We continue with Mishnah Berurah Mayom Hilchos Tzitzis Siman Yud Aleph Sif Yud Dalet. The Mechaber continues. Nahagu la'asos b'sof kol chut kasher kedei sheyama b'shiziraso. The meaning is to tie a knot at the end of each string in order to make sure that it does not unravel. And we already discussed this earlier. The meaning of the Ari not to do it, etc. The question of whether this is being mosif al haksharim, adding on to the requisite knots or not. Siv tezvav yesh omer shetzarech ledakdek sheyidle hatzitzios laorech hatalis debinan shetehe no tefes al hakaren. There are some who say that when you tie the tzitzis should be hanging off the length of the talis, which we explained earlier means the bottom of the talis, and this is in order to ensure that the tzitzis strings hang over the corner. They are not supposed to be hanging towards the ground, rather they should be hanging over the corner. If it was the tzitzis were tied such that they were hanging off the width, so then it would be hanging, it would be hanging towards the ground instead of around over the corner. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that this is only l'chatchila, that it needs to be this way. Even if it is hanging towards the ground, b'diyeved, that's fine. One, it's best to move it back so that it's hanging over the corner. But b'diyeved, it's fine if it's hanging towards the ground. The only thing, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you need to make sure is that it is not directly diagonal over the corner, because that was the way the Karaim used to wear their tzitzis. So it is best for it to be hanging over the corner, as opposed to around the corner, as opposed to directly diagonal over the corner. So it should go around the corner, not over the corner of the beged. It's hard to explain without a diagram, but hopefully you'll understand. The Be'er Halacha says that the Magen Avraham explains that orech means something different, and the Be'er Halacha also asks a question and says that the way that we wear the talis, the strings on the top, they'll end up not hanging over the corner if you put them, the orech, the way that it's described. But the poskim explained that one should just use their eyesight, use logic, and see, depending on the way you wear the talis, just make sure that the tzitzis are always hanging around the corner and not hanging directly towards the ground. If you wear the talis just hanging over your body, so then that would mean one direction. And if you wear it like most people wear it, where you place it over your shoulders, so then it will end up being a different direction. So one should just attempt to fulfill this of having it going around the corner. The Mechaber continues, there are some who say that one should not add any material to the corners of the beged where the tzitzis are hanging, because this could be, since there's a requirement that the tzitzis need to be al hakanaf, that they need to be on the corner, maybe if you have something in between, it acts as a sort of chatzitza, and it's not really on the corner. But there are those who are matir, and that's because you're only putting it there in order to strengthen the beged. Like we said, you place the imra there, that extra piece of material on the hole, in order to ensure that the hole doesn't rip anymore. So it's really batal to the beged, says Mishnah Berurah, and the poskim agree that it's okay to have that extra material there on the corner. Siminyan Bey, Dvarim HaPoslim B'Tzitzis. How does your tzitzis become bustle? These halachas get a little bit complicated. We'll just start from the beginning and we'll get more into it next time. Sif Aleph. Im nifsuku kol chute hakanaf in ishtar behem kedei anivas kol hachutim hapsukim biyachad kasher. So if all of the strings, all eight strings, rip, but each of those strings has enough that it's able to, you're able to, you have the kedei aniva, which means you have enough in each string to wrap around the rest of the strings and make a knot, which we assume is around 1.7 inches, 1.9 inches, something like that. So which, if each of the individual strings has that shear of 1.7 to 1.9 inches, then it is kosher. As we said, l'chadchila, you should have yud beis gudalim, which we said is around 11 inches, but if you don't have that, b'diyevit, it's okay, as long as you have this shear of kedei aniva on all the strings. And each individual string is around 1.7 to 1.9 inches. This is the opinion of the Mechaber as to what kedei aniva means. The Magen Avraham is a little more machmir, as well as the Chazon Ish, and they say that it's not enough to have the shear where each individual string could go around the rest of the strings. Rather, each individual string needs to be able to be tied around each other individual string, which is ripped as well. But we'll go with this shear of 1.7 to 1.9 inches on the string, so then it remains kosher. Vim lo nishar kedei aniva, if you do not have this requisite shear of 1.7 to 1.9 inches, afil b'chud echad, even if only one of the strings does not have that, shenifsa kulo, that it has been torn entirely, a puzzle. It is no good. The tzitzis are puzzle because of that one string. And this would be the simple reading of the Mechaber, but what we need to understand is that when the Mechaber says afilu b'chud echad, he does not mean one of the eight. He means one of the four, because remember, there are really four strings that we're dealing with. It's just that each of the four strings turns out to be two strings when put through the hole, and it ends up being eight strings. But if we're careful to ensure that the four and the four remain on separate sides from when they were tied, then we know that if only one of the strings has less than kedei aniva, then its partner on the other side, which is really the same string, has kedei aniva on the other side, so that would make it okay. The only time it's going to be possible, says the Mishnah Berurah, is if on both sides of the string you don't have a shear kedei aniva. That's when it will be possible, even if the other three strings are complete. If it is torn at the place where it is attached to the corner itself, right at the beged, so then it is for sure going to be possible. And next time we'll get into the more details of how many strings rip and how long did the strings have to be once they are ripped, etc.